Are you the gift, or are you the gift giver? Are you the gift, or are you the gift giver? Do they feel they need to give you a gift? I was looking at Christmas this morning and I saw something that I had never seen before. Your relationships can be described in terms of gift giving and gift receiving. For some people, in your life, you may be a gift. You and your life. And for others, you substitute that by giving them gifts at the predetermined gift giving time. And by another year so that you don't have to be a gift. I know, I am off my rocker. But maybe you are. Have you ever thought about that? I was looking at my relationships. Allowing the other to be a gift takes generosity of spirit. And to be a gift yourself takes a level of consciousness that is rare in the world. People who live a meaningful life. People whose job is meaningful to them. If they told you the politically incorrect truth would say that they are a gift, their work is a gift. No ego about it, just a fact. I had this conversation with Sarah, the woman who drives me every Tuesday to do my shopping and such. And I had this conversation with my chiropractor. I had a sense that both knew that they were a gift to me. Sarah also saw me as a gift. My chiropractor didn't. When you have the capacity of flexibility, you can ask such questions and look at life, look at people through the question. Sarah has the capacity in spades. And tons of other capacities. We have a give and take relationship, where she is really there for me, beyond the call of duty. My chiropractor, who doesn't have the capacity of flexibility, sees himself as the service provider. Any possible contribution for me won't be a gift. He is role defined. We have an uneven relationship where I am restricted to be the receiver. My goal is to have a give and take relationship with you. A give and take relationship where you know that I am like Rourke. I don't work to have clients, I have clients so I can work. So if I accepted you as a client, I love you, I'm grateful to you, and you are a gift to me. And my goal for you is to have relationships where you are a genuine gift and where the other is a genuine gift to you, whether they know it or not. Why? Because that is a definite sign of higher vibration, more capacities working, including generosity. Locked into the power structure of being the parent, the boss, the wife. You may want to unlock yourself, because it is a frozen, dead, lifeless position, and, no surprise, the relationship is dead too. And when you have dead relationships, you are dead too. Frown. Is this a skill? Is this a capacity? Please comment below. And if you have time this or next Saturday, please consider coming to a workshop that goes deeper on this. Well, look, what about you as a gift?